Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Listening to the Evil Never Dies Podcast midweek episode.
What's up, evil ones? I'm Brett. Thanks for listening to the midweek episode, episode 58. And tonight, I'm going to talk about Black Sabbath's album Sabotage. So let's get into it. Sabotage was recorded February and March of 1975, and this was longer than, it took longer for this album for a lot of reasons I'll get into a little bit later. It was recorded at Morgan Studios in London, England, released July 28th, 1975 on Vertigo Records. Produced by Mike Butcher and Black Sabbath. The charts hit number 28 on the Billboard Top 200, and number 7 in the UK, and it went silver in the UK, that is 60,000 copies, and gold in the US, which is 500,000 copies. And they need about 100,000 more to hit a million to go platinum in the U.S. So, all right, let's go over the band members. We got Ozzy Osbourne on lead vocals, Tony Iommi on guitars, piano, synthesizers, organ, and harp, Terry Geezer Butler on bass guitar, and Bill Ward on drums and piano and background vocals. Track list. Side 1, track 1, Hole in the Sky. Now if you listen to that at the beginning, there's a scream at the beginning of it. And a lot of people think that it's somebody acting like a chicken. But it's actually saying attack. Track 2, Don't Start Too Late, and that song got its name from when they were recording, the tape operator would tell them, don't start playing yet, and they would come back with, it's too late, so that's where that song got its name. Number 3, track 3, Symptom of the Universe, and that's a really hard, fast song and probably the most popular song on the album. Track 4, Megalomania. Now, that's the longest penned Sabbath track ever to date. It's almost 10 minutes long. And it's about having a psychological disorder. Being a megalomaniac is a... Well, you know. All right, side 2, track 5, The Thrill of It All. And that song, Geezer Butler, I think, actually wrote this song. And it's about how the world being in disarray and all the corruption and stuff and going on in the world. And I guess the tape operator, he accidentally wiped out the original master tape of this song, so they had to redo it. And track 6, Super Czar. and they invited the English Chamber Choir to perform on this song. And this was the band's concert opener for many years. And while they were recording this, actually, Bill Ward had a minor heart attack and he had to take 30 days off to recoup. So that's why it ended up taking over 2 months to record the album. Track 7, Am I Going Insane? Radio. Now this song, Ozzy was thinking about doing a solo album after the last tour they were on, and he had recorded this song, but the album never came to be, so they used it on this album. The Writ. Now this is probably the hardest, angriest song on the album. Ozzy wrote it about their manager, Patrick Meacham. If you read along with the lyrics, if you pull it up on YouTube, it's all about that guy and what a fucking asshole he is, because he sort of fucked them on their first 5 albums. This one being their 6th. And at the end of that song, well, actually, the song, The Writ, is actually a court order or a summons in the UK. That's what they call it. Because they went through a lot of issues with court. They spent most of their time in court while they were recording this. They had lawyers in the recording studio watching their every move. Because this, I don't really want to go too much into this Patrick Meacham guy, because we're planning on doing a Ozzy era Sabbath episode along the road. So he was just a piece of fucking work. Took all their money. Didn't hardly give them shit. So, and at the very end of The Writ, the producer, Mike Butcher, he had actually recorded them messing around. Bill Ward actually sings this song. It's called Blow on a Jug. And I'm going to play that at the end of the episode, if you want to hear that. It's Bill Ward singing and Tony Iommi playing piano on it. So he threw it in as a joke, I guess, and the band didn't even know about it. So when they heard it, I guess Bill Ward said, I can't believe he put that piece of shit on there. So all in all, this is probably my favorite Ozzy era album. Ozzy's vocals are awesome on here. Probably the best he had done, at least up until this time. Maybe if not the best he's ever done. That's about all I got for Black Sabbath Sabotage. Hope you learned a little something. I did the last few days researching this, so I hope you enjoyed it. Like I said, I'm going to play some snippets of the songs if you've never heard this album before. I suggest you check it out. All right, everybody. I just wanted to say one more thing. Support your local music, local record shops, local tattoo shops, local venues, local restaurants even. They've all had a hard time. So, with that being said, thanks everybody for listening, and stay evil, everybody.
Ah!